This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian authorities have opened more military enlistment offices near Russia's border in an apparent effort to intercept Russian men of fighting age who are trying to avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. A Saratov regional official said in a new draft office opened Thursday at a checkpoint on Russia's border with Kazakhstan. Another military enlistment center was to open at a crossing in the Astrakhan region, also on the border with Kazakhstan. Earlier this week, makeshift Russian draft offices were set up near a border crossing into Georgia on Russia's border with Finland. Russian officials say they would hand call up notices to all eligible men who were trying to leave the country. Russia has planned to annex more of Ukraine on Friday in an escalation of the seven-month war that was expected to isolate the Kremlin further and draw more international punishment and bring Ukraine extra military, political, and economic support. The annexation and planned celebratory concerts and rallies in Moscow and the occupied territories will come just days after voters supposedly approved Moscow-managed referendums that Ukrainian and Western officials have denounced as illegal, forced, and rigged. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Thursday that four regions of Ukraine, Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, would be folded into Russia during Kremlin ceremony attended by the Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's expected to give a major speech. Peskov said that the region's pro-Moscow administrators would sign treaties to join Russia in the Kremlin's ornate St. George's Hall. This is VOA News. South Korea, U.S., and Japanese warships have launched their first anti-submarine drills in 5 years after the North renewed ballistic missile tests this week. South Korea says Friday's one-day trilateral training off the Korean Peninsula's east coast is meant to cope with the North Korean push to advance its ability to fire missiles from submarines. North Korea has been building bigger submarines, including a nuclear-powered one, and testing sophisticated missiles that can be fired from them in recent years. The North's recent five missile launches, the first such test in a month, also came before and after U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited South Korea. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden Thursday told visiting leaders from more than a dozen Pacific Island countries that the U.S. was committed to bolstering its presence in their region and becoming a more collaborative partner as they face the existential threat of climate change. Police in Norway say several people in a violent crowd attempted to enter the Iranian embassy in Oslo. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The right to abortion has proved contentious globally after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned in June. Scuffles broke out and rocks were thrown at officers, and police said 90 people were detained. A crowd on Thursday had gathered outside the diplomatic mission in Oslo to protest the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in custody in Iran. She died September 16th after being detained by Iran's police. Police in the Norwegian capital said many people were behaving violently at Thursday's demonstration. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Mexico has become the world's deadliest country for environmental activists, according to a global survey. VOA's Marissa Melton, Diane Roberts, has more on that.
A report released by non-governmental group Global Witness claims 54 activists were killed in Mexico in 2021 alone. The Yaqui indigenous people of northern Mexico are still mourning the killing of water defense leader Tomas Rojo, found dead in June 2021. Rojo's body was found half buried near the town of Vicam, nearly 3 weeks after he disappeared. Rojo's father says his son's killing changed his life forever. Activist Cesar Cota says he will carry on Rojas' legacy despite the odds. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Recapping our top story. And according to Russian officials, they're opening more military enlistment offices near Russia's borders in an apparent effort to intercept Russian men of fighting age who are trying to avoid getting called up to fight in Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.